Trifecta. I never heard of that.
Trifecta. That's a word.
Would you just bet on sports or something?
That's a word. Trifecta.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Episode 46, Charred New Haven Pizza Show. What's going on? It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski. We are back in the home studio. Here we are, Frank.
Here we are, baby. Lock, stock, and barrel.
last time you saw us, we were at a police station. So
yeah, it was no good over there.
So we've made it out. We broke out, and we got back here. And since the last time we talked, you've been all over the place, road tripping around, doing different pizza things, right?
Yeah, I mean, about a month and a half ago, I was down in New Jersey at this thing called Pizza Wars New Jersey.
Nice.
And it was a really great event. Very welcoming people down there. You know, you think that there's this rivalry.
Despite the tri-state pizza rivalry.
Yeah, and it was really cool. And, you know, rumor has it there might be something coming to Connecticut similar to that.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
But so I was down there. But really, what took a lot of my time over the last week was there's this thing called Pizza Expo.
Mm, yeah, I saw some of that online.
And so it's basically, I call it the Pro Bowl. So they have two versions of Pizza Expo. One's in Las Vegas.
Right.
And then the other one is usually, for years, was in New Jersey, but they moved it to Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
So last Saturday morning at about 4 o'clock, I drove down to Ohio.
You drove to Ohio? How long did that take?
About 10 hours.
Wow. But yeah. You like driving, right?
I love driving.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing of it is, and everyone says, oh my God, I can't believe you drove, blah, 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 blah. But I had two demos I was doing.
So you had all your stuff.
Right. Mm. So it would have made it very difficult if I did not check that
onto the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough with all your equipment trying to get that flying.
Exactly. And so I drove down there. The expo was Sunday and Monday. Mm-hmm. And the expo is for people in the pizza business. So like pizzeria owners.
Because that's what the Vegas one really is too, right? It's
correct.
Like pizza industry people. Yeah.
Right, right. Pizza industry people, the people that sell cheese, that sell flour, that sell ovens, all those people are there.
Yep.
But a big part of Pizza Expo are the competitions that they have.
So it's like head-to-head competitions? Like
head-to-head.
From pizza places?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they usually have about 4 to 6 categories. Like the categories for New Jersey were best pepperoni slice, best gluten-free.
Nice.
They had a breadstick slice. They had a dessert pie. They had a traditional thin crust, but without going through all of them. But the cool part about this is I actually also judge. So sometimes, and it's really not a big deal, but like in the pizza world, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
There's only about 25, maybe 30 judges throughout the whole country and maybe even the world. And I'm one of those 25.
That's awesome.
And I started about 3-4 years ago and just, it's something that I love to do.
Do you know why they chose to move it to Ohio of all places?
Yeah, because, and I know I can't curse on here, Alan. it was New Jersey, Atlantic City is an absolute crap hole.
Oh, okay. So they wanted to move it, but why Ohio? Cheaper?
Well, you know, it probably had a cost element, I'm sure. But it's weird. Like, if you look at the demographic of the people that go to Pizza Expo, a lot of people are like Midwest to West.
And I guess if you're trying to get people to get everyone to come to the middle as opposed to flying way out west or way out east or...
Right.
Yeah.
You know, again, I don't want to say that Pizza Expo has no people that come from the East Coast because it certainly does.
Right.
But a lot of the people are Midwest, West pizzerias and stuff like that.
I'm just thinking like, I don't think of Ohio when I think of pizza, but I guess it doesn't matter if it's just like pizza owners and they're just coming to this expo.
Yeah. And they have, and this is something that I learned. They have this thing called Columbus style.
Ooh.
Which is like a tavern pizza, so it's really thin, but the sauce goes all the way to the edge, and they cut it in the old Greek squares.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like a corner guy or a circumference guy, and so I got a lot of, so I learned a lot, and it actually was really cool, and you would like this because obviously you're into music. So I stayed right across the street at this, I don't know what place it was. But there was a live concert literally right out my door.
At the hotel?
At the hotel.
Just like a full stage?
It was like a Halloween thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, because it was that Halloween weekend.
And literally, I was on the second floor, and they had a stage. I literally was lined up right in front. It was the funniest thing.
That's amazing. Was there a New Haven category for the competition?
There was a subcategory.
Oh, okay.
So there was. And actually, a guy from Connecticut won it, this guy Dave Conti, in, I think, the traditional thin crust division. So shout out to Dave.
Nice.
I think he might even watch us.
Oh, fun.
But that's pretty cool.
That's neat.
Yeah, and so anyways, that's what I did. That's where I was. I did two demos. I did a stuffed bread demo.
Yep.
I did a short version of my New Haven pizza class.
Yeah, people must love that.
And I judged. Yeah, it's really cool.
Because I feel like it's almost like all the bits that you do, like the jokes and stuff, are like brand new because it's new people.
Right.
You know, so you probably get like the honest reaction from people as opposed to, I guess your classes are always new. It's new people too, but yeah, it must be fun to do it for people like outside of Connecticut.
Well, it's funny you say that because one of the things that people actually really like to do, at least in my classes, and there's really no nice way for you to say this, and it's not a curse. It was like, it went over like a fart in church.
Yeah.
Is, I did my song that I sing, "When the Moon Hits Your Eye," and it was Morte. No one wanted to sing.
You're just up there by yourself singing?
Yeah. But the cool part about it was, and it makes me feel good, is, you know, it was a smaller stage. It wasn't a Las Vegas stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But there probably were 100, maybe 150 people. Every seat was filled.
That's awesome. And I saw I think it was a video or a photo that you put. And it was just like bleachers or chairs or whatever it was. Yeah. Yep. That's great.
Yeah. So, you know, as a speaker, if anyone had spoken before, and I know you speak a lot too, you know, it's cool to feel that people really want to hear what you're saying.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So, it was cool.
And then what was the Jersey thing was a Jersey pizza war, right? That you judged.
Right.
And how did that go? You were in sort of, you're the Connecticut guy in Jersey. Did you get any side eye or?
You know, I don't think a couple of people probably didn't know what to do with me because yeah. I, you know, tend to have somewhat of a stronger personality.
Right.
But everyone was very helpful, very friendly,
nice,
funny, you know, and they, you know, they take pizza as seriously as we do.
Yeah.
You know, there were a couple of people that weren't particularly happy. And, you know, what I'm trying to tell you is that it's competitive.
And was there, so you would try the pizza? So as the judge, you're trying all the pizza that comes out, right?
Yeah, so they had four categories. They broke it up into North Jersey,
yep,
Central Jersey, South Jersey, and then I think it was Boardwalk. Or the Pizza Wars was in Seaside, New Jersey.
Okay, yeah, like Jersey Shore area.
Yeah, so that and that's what they did. And I think they had five or six pizzerias from each one of those areas that were going toe-to-toe.
Did any of it blow you away? Like when you took a bite, you're like, this is the craziest thing I've tasted? Or was it all kind of like, eh?
No, you know, there was a bunch of eh.
Yeah.
But there were some really good pizzas.
Nice.
And I think a place, Tremonti's, and I don't know exactly where it is in New Jersey, but they won. So when they got the four winners of the four categories, then they all went together. The last thing we judged was four pies. So winners from North, South, Central, and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's how they did
the final four. Yeah.
But the one that won it, you know, the top two pizzas were really very similar. It's a little bit sweeter sauce pizza.
Yep.
And a little bit more salt than we're used to.
Interesting.
But it's really, Kevin, the best way I can describe it is it's more New York style.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Well, that's cool. You know, it sounds interesting. If we set up a tri-state pizza war at some point down the road, that would be kind of fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, it was fun.
Awesome. So you had some fun little events happen in the past couple of weeks. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk about, I saw this video, a couple people sent it to me, and it's Adam Richman. You know him from Food Network and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
He does that First We Feast, which I guess is on Discover? No, it's on DirecTV, I think. So it's a DirecTV channel, but he did a full episode about New Haven. He came to New Haven. It's like 25 minutes. It came across my feed and I thought it was going to be like 6 minutes. And I was like, this is like a full episode, like a TV episode.
Yeah.
And what I thought was great about it was that you know, he was like, we're going to go try New Haven pizza. I was like, oh, here we go. Like, it's just going to be, you know,
he's on the, what jumping we on see the bandwagon. On,
yeah, exactly. Like what we see on everything. Yeah. But it actually, he opens it by saying, we're going to go taste some Connecticut pizza, which I thought was really interesting. And he even explains in it. He's like, you might be saying like, oh, it's New Haven style. He's like, I'm saying Connecticut style. Cause he actually goes to Zoo Parties. Shout out Zoo Parties. I went there recently. Zoo Parties in West Haven. He starts there. He goes to Little Rendezvous in Meriden.
Yep.
He does go to Modern because he loves Modern. And he goes to Worcester Street and like shows the whole deal. And they do a little bit of the history about the places. But I thought it was awesome that he like shouted out, because we talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone does these videos in New Haven, which is great. They're all awesome. The trifecta there. But for him to go to Zoo Party, yeah, the Trinity, for him to go to West Haven and Meriden and actually highlight some Connecticut.
You got a demerit for that, just so you know. Yeah. Trifecta. I never heard of that.
Trifecta,
before.
That's a word.
Would you just bet on sports or something?
That's a word. Trifecta. But yeah, I thought it was awesome that he went to Zoo Parties and he talked to the owners there. And I went there recently because I had a friend in town who had never been. And he had been to the New Haven places,
yep,
but had never been to West Haven. And I was like, he's like, I all I do is hear about it. I'm like, we got to go. So we went for lunch, loved it. Like it's cool taking somebody to one of these places, like for the first time that yeah. they've never been, whether it be Zoo Parties, Ernie's, even Peppy's and Sally's and Modern, like bring them for the first time and seeing their reaction is always awesome.
Yeah, and like Zoo Parties like hasn't changed in 50 years.
And it's in that neighborhood. It's like walking into it's like walking into a time machine, like when you first walk in.
Yeah.
And we got a cheese and a sausage. And the sausage, which in the Adam Richman episode, he has that guy, Scott's Pizza Tours from New York. He comes and meets him at Zoo Parties. And he actually described it in a great way that I've always thought too. Zoo Parties in a lot of these places, but specifically Zoo Parties, and that on that sausage pie. When you bite into it, it's almost like juicy. Like it's like biting into a fruit. Like it's a juicy, which you don't get with a lot of pizza.
And that's, sausage fruit.
Yeah. It's a very New Haven thing though. Like it's a very New Haven style thing that it's like juiciness. It's weird, but it's delicious, you know?
Yeah. So I'm not a big sausage guy, but I know that probably that's the most popular pie that they have. And I'm 99.9% sure they make their own sausage.
Oh, yeah, I think
they
do.
Which certainly helps them.
And they also got the white clam pie, which they shuck the clams, I guess, to order.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize. Like, the whole belly's, like, going on there, and they got lemon zest. And, yeah, it's, I mean, Zoo Parties. Anyone who hasn't been, I mean, if you live in Connecticut, you probably have. But if you haven't, definitely put it on your list.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean, so I grew up in West Haven, and they have a room in the back of Zoo Parties where all the sports teams and, you know, it's not sports.
It's like a bigger, almost like a function room type.
And so we always ended every season, you know, win, lose, or draw back there. And I literally, if you walked out of Zoo Parties, went down to the corner of Union Avenue and took a left, my middle school is literally 2 minutes away from
there. It's like where you grew up.
Yeah, it's right? My old stomping grounds.
And I've had it from the truck and like, you know, at the Pizza Fest, like, but I hadn't been to the actual restaurant in a while.
Yeah.
So it's always cool to go in there and just see it and it, just sitting there having I go to Fox and Park. It was the best.
Well, there's a rumor around there. So for the people that haven't been to Zoo Parties, it's in a residential street. And a lot of people don't realize that back in the day, people used to have pizzerias literally out of their home.
Yeah.
And that used to be a house. But the parking lot next to it used to have a house. They, I'm pretty sure, had a coal oven to begin with. And when the coal oven collapsed, There's a folklore or rumor or whatever that
tale.
The actual oven is buried in the parking lot.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, this would have been a good next year. This would have been a good like Halloween episode. We're talking about like haunted pizza. That's crazy. And the coal, I'm glad you brought up the coal because I want to talk about this article that came out in the New York Post recently about this pizza place. I actually have it right here. I don't want to get the place wrong. What is it called? Lucky Charlie. So it's in Bushwick in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And it's one of the only like coal fired pizza places left because of the ordinances they have in the city now where you can't have coal. And it's crazy. Like this whole article talks about, so it was built in 1890, this coal fired oven. And it says it's one of, if not the oldest working coal oven in New York City.
I think it was like boarded up. And then they put new ovens in there. And then I think this guy, Nino, if I remember the story correctly, he's a big guy in the pizza world. I think he resurrected the place.
Yep.
And on actually a similar note, which would be much less, I'll call it commercially known, I'm digging into Derby, Connecticut. Mm. So Derby, Connecticut had a lot of pizzerias, but more importantly, a lot of Italian grocery stores.
Yep.
Long story short, I was told, and I saw a little bit of it, that there was an episode on American Pickers. But there's a house on Hawkins Avenue in Derby. It was an old Italian grocery store. And in the basement is still, to this day, and I'm trying to get in contact with the owner, the original bread oven from the turn of the century.
Wow.
So for a geek like me, and I got pictures of it, it's really cool. And it kind of ties into what you're talking about.
And it's interesting because, you know, we have the coal oven places here, obviously Frank Pepe's, the New Haven style. It's what Connecticut's sort of known for.
Foucault.
Foucault. But to get it in New York City is rare because, you know, they've basically outlawed the coal fire ovens.
Yeah.
And the fact that this place has it and it's got that char, just like the New Haven style. I mean, it's obviously looks a little more New York style. In the article, but it's cool that they have that in New York. So if you're in New York, you can still go get some char as opposed to just the New York style.
It'll be a hybrid, half New York, half New Haven.
Right. Yeah. A little hybrid of the two.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Lucky Charlie was the name of that place. If you want to check it out in Brooklyn.
I have to bring char down there.
Yeah.
Lucky
there you
Charlie.
Go. That'd be awesome. So we were talking about zoo parties. I went there recently. And the other thing that it made me think of, because when we were paying the bill, so it was three of us, and I'm usually the guy who
did
says...
Did you go Dutch or someone... Did someone...
Trifecta? I'm usually the guy who says you should never have leftover pizza. But you know, we got two mediums, and the medium's pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the large is massive, but the medium's pretty big. And we were like, so we just split it, and we each took some. And then I was like, this is great. Like, you should just finish the pizza. But I was so full. I don't know if it was the sausage or what, but it was just a lot of pizza.
Well, two slices fill you up, Kevin.
And I could eat more than two. But then,
three, maybe.
Three, four.
The trifecta.
The trifecta. But then it got me thinking, because I had a friend of mine, we were on a group text I'm on, and he was wondering recently, if he got pizza on Friday night, last Friday for Halloween, left it in the fridge, could you still eat it on Wednesday? So basically like 6 days later. And and the pizza that I got to do parties, I mean, I eat like that afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, first of all, you should never have leftover pizza because you should just finish it. Second of all, I guess it depends if there's toppings, because if there's toppings like a sausage or meatball, whatever, you don't want that sitting around for a week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so there's two answers to it. One, can you? Probably yes. Two, should you? Absolutely not. I mean, we've actually had some pizza. We have two refrigerators at our house, and we've forgot about pizza that we've had in the refrigerator. So
yeah,
a week, 10 days later, you know, it, as long as it's refrigerated, it doesn't particularly go bad, but it starts to curl up and it just doesn't look that
good. It's just
not appetizing,
but it doesn't necessarily go bad. That's the other thing. The other thing with leftover pizza people always talk about is, if you leave it out on the table, so say you're having a party, it's in the box, it's out overnight.
Yep.
Can you eat it the next day? I would think, again, with toppings, I wouldn't, but with a cheese, maybe? You just reheat it 24 hours?
Yeah, well, it depends what the topping is. Like, if it's shrimp or lobster or something that, you know, theoretically, in the world of health code, it's 4 hours at a certain temperature.
Yeah.
So once that reaches either, it's called time and temperature. If it's one or the other or both, you got to dispose of it.
Yep.
But real world, you know, I probably wouldn't take a chance with anything that was fish oriented. What you also have to realize is that a lot of the pizza has a lot of salt in it. And so that's kind of a preservative.
Yeah.
You know, the crust has salt, the sauce has salt, the toppings have salt. So more than, you know, like a meat, you know, if it was out there all day, that's a different story. But, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours, I put that right in the refrigerator and whack it out.
And then cheese pizza refrigerator, cheese pizza, 6 days, you would still eat it out of the refrigerator?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
like,
I think
if I had to, I wouldn't choose to eat it.
Right. Again, fresh pizza is always better. I said on the text, I'm like, I would just order a new pizza. Like, spend the $12 and or $15.
But if times were tough, you know, I would doctor it up. I would put some olive oil on it.
Oh, yeah. Try to really get it. Oh, yeah. You see those videos all the time, too. Like, the best way to reheat it. A lot of people say frying pan with some water. Don't use the microwave.
No, no.
You know what I do? I just use the pizza steel.
That's a rookie, the rookie move.
Yeah, no microwaves. I use the
air fryer.
Air fryer's great. If I have time, I'll use the pizza steel. I'll just preheat. Preheat it like I'm cooking a pizza from scratch. But I'll preheat it to, you know, I'll just put 500, let it preheat for like 20 minutes, and then throw the slices on there and just let them. Or the broiler. Put it on the pizza steel with the broiler.
The thing with the preheat that's really important is that you have to put some oil on top of the pizza just to give it a little bit of juice.
Bring
so
it back
speak.
To life. Yeah. Get that juicy pizza. There you go. Speaking of toppings, Colony Grill here in Connecticut, they have multiple locations.
You secretly love Colony. I love Colony.
I'm a Colony.
I know you do.
You
tell all the kids, we bring the kids down here, but I think that's really an excuse for you.
I'm also Irish, and they have like a whole Irish theme going on, so I'm into that too.
I didn't know you were Irish.
Oh yeah.
I'm kidding.
So Colony, I know it's not New Haven style, but I find it delicious, and they always roll out these. So St. Patrick's Day, they have like the St. Patrick's Day corned beef pizza, that these like, you know, different toppings. Now, I forget how long ago it was now, 5 or 6 years ago, they rolled out the salad.
Secret lover.
The salad pizza, which was polarizing. Some people thought it was crazy to have a salad pizza, but some people loved it. And so they kept it. And so now they've been sporadically releasing like these different style pizzas. They recently did like a margarita one and all these different combinations. Now, for people who aren't familiar with Colony, they only have pizza. So that's why they did a salad pizza, because they don't serve salad. It's just all pizza. And it's bar style. And they have two new pizzas they just rolled out, which I thought, and there's a reason why I'm bringing this up. So one of them is a buffalo chicken pizza for football season.
No.
Anti-buff chick.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is a winter kale salad pizza.
Even worse.
So I like a kale salad, but I don't like it on pizza. I mean, I'll try it, but I'm not into it. Now, the reason why I like the buffalo chicken is because I love buffalo wings, and I just love that flavor in general. But we always talk about where you grew up and pizza, where you went when you grew up. And I specifically remember in middle school, it's almost like... it's almost like, you know how you can taste like the past?
Yeah.
Like when I bite into like a buffalo chicken pizza, and it's a very specific style of it, and I haven't tried the Colony one yet, but it looks like the style that I'm used to, because in Massachusetts, there's bar style pizza all over the place. Oh, yeah. And there was a place right up the street from where I grew up, and they had a bar style pizza that was buffalo chicken, and they don't make it with pizza sauce. They make it with buffalo sauce. So it's shredded chicken. It's buffalo sauce. It's blue cheese. It's awesome. And it's just one of those things that I immediately go back to Rockland, Massachusetts, where I grew up. And I'm like, that buffalo chicken pizza was so good. And what was the name of the place? So the place I used to always go was Themis Pizza. But I think it was Piccadilly Pub. It was just like a takeout. Like, it was like a bar, and then it was just takeout food. And they had the bar style pizza that they put in the brown bag. I'm telling you, it was awesome. So I got to try this Colony one and see if I take a bite. And it brings me back to like fifth grade, having that after school.
There's very few times that I haven't had much to say, but you've rendered me speechless.
That's my monologue on buffalo chicken pizza.
I let you run with it, man. You had your time. You had your stage.
Do you like buffalo wings though? Like in general, you don't like spicy, right?
I don't like wings at all. I like boneless wings, which I know are like tenders.
Yeah.
But people would argue that too. Yeah. I never was. Like back when I grew up, Archie Moore's, which is still big, was really big. And so everyone used to go for football and wings and beer. It's not my thing.
Oh, they have great wings there, though. Archie Moore's.
Yeah.
The sauce.
It's just not my thing.
Because you've never been a big spice guy, right? Like heat?
Yeah, I'm a meat and potatoes guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah, no, definitely not heat. I'll probably do more spice than heat.
Yeah. Well, talking about bar style, like we just were with Colony, we can end on this, but I want to hear your story about your bar beats, your story you have that just happened, actually.
Yeah, so I'll keep it as brief as I can because we got to wrap this thing up. But so we talked a couple times, and I think I've actually brought...
The police station we brought at bar beats. Yeah.
And I think we've actually had it on the show, but I came up with this crazy idea that I took... really three styles, but it's kind of really two. I took a bar style pizza, which I know was your secret love, and New Haven style, and I married them together, and I made this thing called Bar Beats.
So good.
And I trademarked it. because I am going to do something with it. I'm just not sure where, what, how, when.
Yeah.
But it's kind of really creative, and a lot of people that I've had them taste it really liked it.
And smart to trademark, because we've talked about it so much on the show.
Yeah. Well, there's a company, Mattel, which most people have probably heard of.
Yeah, the toy.
The toy, the Barbie, that don't like my trademark.
What? Because of Barbie? Because it sounds like Barbie. Oh, yeah. I guess.
It has nothing really to
it's
do
not
with it.
It's not spelled the same.
No.
Yeah, it's not spelled the same at all. And it's not even the same category. It's not like you're releasing a doll.
Yeah.
A Frank doll.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that bother me about it. You know, it's like the David and Goliath thing. I mean, there's Mattel Corporation and Frank Zabsky.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, why are you coming after me?
So what happened? So you tried to trademark it, and then you got like a response back from.
So there's a whole process of trademarking, but I believe that I got the trademark, but once the trademark is published, there's a period of time where people can oppose it.
Oh, they can oppose it. Okay.
So that's where we are in, I'll call it the legal aspect.
So Mattel, but what's funny is like, it would be one thing if you spelled it like Barbie, but it's just B-A-R-B-E-E-T-Z. Is that how you spell it?
Right. And I tried to explain to their attorneys, who never got back to me, that it's two separate words, bar beats. That's how it's pronounced, bar beats. It's not Barbie. It's not Barbie. Barbie.
Yeah. Did you put a space in it or no?
Like, no, there isn't a space. It's one word.
Okay. So maybe that's what you need.
Yeah. So I kind of already.
The other thing I thought of is, could you spell it? Could you spell it differently? Like, could you spell it like A-P-I-Z-Z-A? So it's like B-A-R. I-Z-Z, you know what I mean? And then you say it bar beats, much like a beats. Like, there's that option too. But
so what I finally ended up doing, and this still isn't over yet, but more than likely it would cost me, you know, tens of thousands of dollars.
It's crazy.
To basically, you know, call it, try to win.
Right.
So I just put bar, the plus sign beats,
so
bar
the,
beats.
So there's an option that you can change it. Right.
Well, no, there's no, I mean, the option, I can do whatever I want. I could try to go for another trademark.
Yeah.
But more than likely, and I'm not a trademark attorney, but there's something called an implied trademark.
Yeah.
So if you can prove that you're the first person that used whatever it is the first time and no one else, you know, then you basically have the implied trademark.
So you can use bar plus and then beats. And then if anyone ever tries to like steal it or use it, you could just say, I originally had it. Yeah. Okay.
All in theory, correct.
All right, good. Well, that's wacky. That's crazy that Barbie came after you.
And this was about 10 days ago when I was actually driving to Ohio. And I'm like, man.
You're on that 10-hour drive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all excited about it. And it bothers me. And again, to your point, you know, if I was coming out with a Barbie's pizza toy.
Yeah, that's what
even
I mean.
Even then, okay.
Right, I would almost get that because then that's in the same category as what they're doing. But this is food. It's completely different. I think you're right what you said. Someone just read it without, you know, saying it out loud, obviously. And they just, because they probably don't know like a beats and all that. And they're just like Barbie, like, because it looks like B-A-R-B-E-E.
Yeah.
They probably didn't even like read the T-Z and they're like, we're not doing Barbie.
Or it was an AI thing or it was, I don't really know, but you know.
True. AI, you're right. It probably caught it in the system. All right. Well, at least you have it. So now you got to open like a place now that you have the name.
Well, let's not get crazy.
All right. Episode 46. That is it for us. We'll talk to you next time. I think we're going to try to get to another pizzeria here in Connecticut.
Absolutely.
And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby. New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.